I don't know. What is certain is that a few months after Alma's call, I turned in my resignation at the consulting firm and began looking in earnest for an organizing job. Once again, most of my letters went unanswered. And after 6 months, I was broke, unemployed, eating soup from a can. I had all but given up on organizing when I received a call from a guy named Marty Kaufman. He explained that he'd started an organizing project in Chicago and was looking to hire a trainee. When he came to meet me in New York, his appearance didn't inspire much confidence. He was a white man of medium height, wearing a rumpled suit over a pudgy frame. His face was heavy with two-day-old whiskers. Behind a pair of thick, wire-rimmed glasses, his eyes seemed set in a perpetual squint. But he was smart and committed to his work. Marty had started organizing in the 60s with the student protests and ended up staying with it for 15 years. Farmers in Nebraska, blacks in Philadelphia, Mexicans in Chicago. Now he was trying to pull urban blacks and suburban whites together around a plan to save manufacturing jobs in metropolitan Chicago. He needed somebody to work with him, he said. Somebody black. Most of our work is with churches, he said. If poor and working class people want to build real power, they have to have some sort of institutional base. With the unions in the shape they're in, the churches are the only game in town. That's where the people are, and that's where the values are, even if they've been buried under a lot of bullshit. Churches won't work with you, though, just out of the goodness of their hearts. They'll talk a good game, a sermon on Sunday maybe, or a special offering for the homeless. But if push comes to shove, they won't really move unless you can show them how it'll help them pay their heating bill. Marty poured himself more hot water. What do you know about Chicago anyway? I thought for a moment. Hog butcher to the world? I said finally. Marty shook his head. The butchery's closed a while ago. The Cubs never win, I offered. True. America's most segregated city, I said. A black man, Harold Washington, was just elected mayor, and white people don't like it. So you've been following Harold's career, Marty said. I'm surprised you haven't gone to work for him. I tried, I said. His office didn't write back. Marty smiled and took off his glasses, cleaning them with the end of his tie. Well, that's the thing to do, isn't it? He said. If you're young and black and interested in social issues, find a political campaign to work for. A powerful patron. Somebody who can help you with your own career. And Harold's powerful, no doubt about it. Lots of charisma. He has almost monolithic support in the black community. About half the Hispanics, a handful of white liberals. You're right about one thing, though. The whole atmosphere in the city is polarized. A big media circus. Not much is getting done. And whose fault is that? I said. Marty put his glasses back on and met my stare. It's not a question of fault, Marty said. It's a question of whether any politician, even somebody with Harold's talent, can do much to break the cycle. A polarized city isn't necessarily a bad thing for a politician, black or white. Marty offered to start me off at $10,000 the first year, with a $2,000 travel allowance to buy a car. The salary would go up if things worked out. A week later, I loaded up my car and drove to Chicago.